Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin. Chapter 66, Aki. With aching muscles, Aki swam slowly out of the notch in which he had rested until dawn. He took several deep breaths and dove, scattering a school of brightly scaled fish-like creatures through shafts of morning light. Without thinking, he speared through the school and snapped up a large fish, relishing its frantic struggle between his jaws. But the metal taste was bitter. He flipped the creature away, spitting. Red clouds spread a pink glow across the east as he surfaced again. Hunger growled in his compound stomachs. He wondered if the sound was loud enough to be picked up by his hunter. "It's unfair. When Kathajan finds me, he, at least, will have something to eat." Aki shook himself. What a bizarre thought. "You're falling apart, Midi. Kathajan is no cannibal. He's a what?" Aki remembered the final stretch, yesterday at sunset, when he had somehow made it to the chain of metal mounds just meters ahead of his pursuer. The chase amidst the tiny islands had been a confusion of bubbles and surf and hunting cries. For hours after he had finally found a hiding place, he listened to staccato bursts of sonar that proved Kathajan had not gone far. Thought of the bosun sent chills down Aki's spine. What kind of creature was he? It wasn't just the irrationality of this death chase. There was something else as well. Something in the way Kathajan hunted. The giant's sonar sweeps contained something malevolent that made Aki want to curl up in a ball. Of course, Steno's gene grafts might account for some of his size and irritability, but in Kathajan there was more. Something very different must have gone into the bosun's gene splice. Something terrifying. Something Aki, raised on Calafia, had never encountered. Aki swam close to the edge of the coral mound and stuck his jaw out beyond the northern verge. There were only the natural sounds of the Kithrup Sea. He hopped up on his tail and scanned visually. To go west or north? To Hikahi or Toshio? Better north. This chain of mounds might extend to the one where the encampment lay. It might provide cover. He dashed across the quarter-kilometer gap to the next island, then listened quietly. There was no change. Breathing a little more easily, he crossed the next channel, then the next, swimming quick bursts, then listening, then resuming his cautious passage. Once he heard a strange, complex chatter to his right. He lay motionless until he realized that it couldn't be Kathajan. He detoured slightly to take a look. It was an underwater skirmish line of balloon-like creatures with distended air bladders and lively blue faces. They carried crude implements and nets filled with thrashing prey. Except for a few holos sent back by Denny Sudman and Sahat, this was Aki's first glimpse of the Kithrup natives, the Kikwi. He watched, fascinated, then swam toward them. He had thought himself still far south of Toshio, but if this group was the same... As soon as they caught sight of him, the hunters squeaked in panic. Dropping their nets, they scrambled up the vine-covered face of a nearby island. Aki realized that he must have encountered a different tribe, one which had never seen dolphins before. Still, seeing them was something. He watched the last one climb out of sight. Then he turned northward once more. But when he passed the northern shore of the next mound, a sharp beam of sound passed over him. Aki quailed. How? How had Kathajan duplicated his logic about an island chain? Or had some demon instinct told him where to hunt his prey? The eerie call passed over him once more. It had mutated further during the night into a piercing, falling cry that set Aki shivering. The cry pealed again, nearer, and Aki knew he couldn't hide. That cry would seek him out in any cleft or cranny until the panic took hold. He had to make a break for it while he still had control over his mind.